Pros take on North Melbourne Sunday in Port Lincoln. We'll be there live for 5AA Bix. I'm really looking forward to this. Really looking forward to seeing this next bloke play as well, as you will be. His name's Josh Jenkins. JJ, well done, mate. Thanks for your time.
No worries, James. Good to talk.
You suiting up Sunday?
I will be, yes. I don't think that's giving away too many secrets. Yeah, I'll be out there having a run. So, like many have said before me, we've all had enough of banging and crashing into each other at training. It's time to get out there and test ourselves against an opposition.
Yeah, I bet you're glad you get to this time of year and you do feel like that. Let's start with the seven debutants, because I reckon, JJ, this time of year it's about excitement. It's excitement about seeing what's new. We just can whiz through them. There's a couple of big folks in Lukey Loudon and Riley O'Brien, which will suggest you might be doing too much ruck work, Joshy.
No, I'll swing through there a little bit. I've got to keep that part of my game, as a good a level as I can. So I'll swing through there at times as well. It'd be great to see Riley O'Brien, only been at the club rookie drafts a bit later than the national drafts, only been with us, for a few months, and, he'll be thrown straight into the fire and do some ruck work, and it'd be good for our supporters to see big Luke Loudon as well, who's spent plenty of time in a successful industry.
What about some of the other young players, some of the guys in the squad? There's Harrison Wigg, there's Keenan Ramsey, Jake Kelly. We've seen a little bit of it at SANFL level, along with Sam Siggins. Who are you looking forward to looking at some of those younger guys?
I like the look of Keenan Ramsey. He does a lot of work with us down in the forward line, and for an 18-year-old, he just hasn't missed a beat. I've been surprised, and I've often said to the fitness guys, just be careful with him, because we don't want to give him too much, but he's just eating up all the work, and local lads, so it'll be great for his family. I know they're going to be there. It'll be great for the Port Lincoln community to see Keenan in his first ever official game for the Crows.
What about in terms of the key things that that Phil Walsh or you as a group are trying to get out of the game? Is there one or two you could share with us?
Obviously, with the new coaches, a new game style, some new things we want to implement. So we've got to test them out against a quality opposition. And, North have named a really good, really strong squad. So that's going to be a huge test for us to see whether, we can implement the things that Phil and the coaching staff have put in. There's certain ways he wants us to move the ball, certain ways he wants us to defend. So, it's easy to do that when both sides know what we're trying to do at training, but it's a different story when North are going to combat that with, in ways that we're not aware of. So probably can't give away too much, but, there's definitely some things that are going to have to stand up against opposition.
Do you reckon Bix, if he's sitting in the 5AA commentary box calling the game, is going to be able to see the tweaks, Josh, or are they going to be that subtle he won't even pick them up?
He's got a very astute eye, Mark Bickley. But,
keep talking.
I'm sure you guys will pick up some things, and hopefully, maybe more importantly, hopefully the fans see some things as well. Mm. The NAB Cup's important. We want to be, we want to be known for winning. We want to win pretty much every game we go out and play, but we want to try and do the things that, we've trained for all summer. And hopefully we see some, the crowd and you guys as well can see some things that we're trying to do, and, eventually you guys will be able to tell us what we're trying to do, because, we'll be able to just show you instead of trying to tell you.
Normally, NAB one, you rest the guns or the old codgers and the ones that are injured. Now, we know Andy Otten is. He'd be in your best 22. Scotty Thompson, Paddy D, D-Mac Sauce, Richard Douglas, they're all available to play, but they're being rested for good reason. What I'm wrapped to see, and when you get a new skipper and when you first get to see your team, which is a NAB Cup Challenge round one, that he's actually playing. And even if he only plays for a half of a quarter, Josh, your skipper's going to run out for the first time for 2015. I reckon that's great.
Yeah, it'll be super. It'll be so exciting for everyone involved at the club. Sellout crowd. I saw it was announced this morning in Port Lincoln of, 7,000 or 8,000. So that carnival atmosphere, it'll be great for Tex to lead out the side in his first appearance as skipper, and another guy not to be forgotten. It'd be great to see Nathan Van Bello get back out there, because he's missed. I was did all the summer last year and then had that mishap, so he hasn't played footy at all as well. So there's numerous guys. It'd be great to see them out donning the jumper again.
Now you've talked a little bit about what the team is hoping to get out of it. What have been some of the areas that that the new coaching staff have had you working on this year personally?
Probably something that you tried to drum into me a lot about defence, getting involved offensively. If you can have a little bit of an impact there, it makes things a lot easier, when we get the ball. So I've tried to improve that area Ruck work's obviously something I need to keep trying to chip away at, give away a bit of size and a bit of reach to a lot of these big ruckmen, but I've got some other assets I can try and counter them with. So doing some close work with Sauce, you know, when he was had his injury last year, helped me closely. So him and Doc Clark have given me some help there. So those are two areas that I'll try and focus on, especially throughout the NAB Cup.
You mentioned it's been a long pre-season. I think you've done most of it. You're one of the players that spend a fair bit of time on the track. How relieved is it to actually get to this point, get your fit, you're uninjured, and now you're about to start playing games?
Yeah, it's great. I think you just take a lot of confidence in because, irrespective of how many games or how many years of footy you've played, you just take a lot of confidence in when you've done all the pre-season. There's a huge percentage of the list that have done, upwards of 80% of the training load. So, everyone who has done so can take so much confidence into the first game and into the series. And, hopefully we play some good footy and then take that into the real stuff because, that at the end of the day, that's what really matters.
JJ, stats are stats. I know that, but I read this one. I'd love your opinion. You were ranked number one at the club for scoreboard impact from round 1 to 8. So that's kicking a goal yourself, creating a goal, ruck work and crumbing and hitting the packs. Number one in the club. As soon as Tex got back in the team, you dropped to number three. Now, I know your role might have changed there, but it's important that the continuity in that forward line. How do you explain that away?
Bix just told me to get out of Texas way.
Beautiful. He walked
number one
it.
Banana the first
get
8 weeks.
in all seriousness, there's going to be a natural regression when someone of Texas' capabilities comes back into the side. But there's a lot of ways you can be involved in scoring chains now. It can start from in defence and a kick out even. So something I always try and be involved in. I'd love to have some more goal assists, direct goal assists this year. Try and set up teammates. Eddie gives a lot to me, so I'd really love to be able to give Eddie something back this year, and that's something I'll be keeping a close eye on, how many assists I can chalk up.
Oh, I've been a hard mark of you, JJ. We've spoken about that over the years. Your best is frightening. Some of the things you can do, I go, oh my goodness, and then the not so, you think, crikey, what's he going to do here? and that can happen with a young lad. And then Bix would ring me the next day and say, get off his back! Well, that's the frustration of footy, JJ, but 40 goals last year, which is outstanding. Have you done any work in the back half during training? Are they looking at maybe, what if we get trouble down there, we can go to JJ?
Yeah, I've done a little bit. Obviously, late in the year last year, I probably dropped away a little bit, and Bix had enough for me once again and threw me down back. But it's something I'm always, and the coaches have always got their eye on. We're obviously a little bit shallow down there, so between myself and Pods, Tommy Lynch a little bit as well, we sort of, try and go behind the ball and play in defence every now and then, because you just never know what can pop up. 22 games plus, hopefully a couple of finals. It's a long year, so you never know when your number's going to be called. So I have, you're right, I have done some work down back.
Good.
But, primarily I'll probably be in the forward line.
Now, you mentioned your great mate Tommy Lynch. I would imagine that he is champing at the bit after having a horrendous run with injuries last year. He's done a lot of pre-season, a lot of the work. So how's he going? He'd be toey as a Roman sandal, wouldn't he?
He would. He doesn't. He's not relaxed at the best of times, Tommy, as you'd know. So, yeah, he's keen to go. It'd be just great for him. It'd be great for him to have that year like he had in 2013. Just get him to chalk up some consistency amongst his footy. Dislocated shoulder, a broken jaw, and a fractured neck in 1 year. Pretty tough luck. So, he'd just be great to see him get a full crack at it and be fit and firing for the whole season.
JJ, we heard Radar dropped into the club. We heard Phil Walsh talk about it in the presser, which is just great. We're glad to see that he's starting making small steps. How did he look to you?
Yeah, he looked super. It caught me off guard. I obviously didn't expect new Radar had a lengthy process in terms of rest and rehabilitation to go. So it caught me a little bit off guard when he came in, but it was, such a thrill to see him. I spend a lot of time, obviously, next to him in the locker room. So it was a real thrill to see him. He was pretty pumped to come in as well. It was just a great little pump up that the boys really needed. It can be a long summer, and there were a lot of guys that haven't been able to go and see him. We're really, really thrilled to see him. I was able to have a quick chat to him just before training as well. But it was just great to see him. You know, football's, you know, not really an issue for him at the moment. It was just about him getting back to health. And I guess that first step for him was coming back into the club and seeing the guys. So I couldn't be more happy to see him.
Well, she mentioned in the press conference, he got a standing ovation from the players.
He did, yeah. He certainly deserved it. So he's obviously a much loved person within the group, 200-plus games. So he commands plenty of respect. But, you know, just for what he's sort of been through, and you know, it was just great for the boys, for him, for the boys, and, you know, for the whole football department to see him, you know, back in amongst it.
Hey, we know you like your super coach and all those fantasy teams. Have you got any smokies? Have you been studying them? You know, a few of our listeners are texting in saying, JJ's always good for some mail. What do you got for us?
Not sure whether it was a plan move from the advertiser, or I've been shafted, but I have been ousted from the Supercoach role.
Oh, please. You got me into a grand final last year, JJ.
the usual spoke the suspect. One I mentioned earlier, maybe Big Keenan Ramsey can pinch a few games early on and make a few guys a few bucks.
Okay. Hey, you're staying on for your community camp Monday and Tuesday. You got any fishing, shark diving, tuna wrestling lined up, Joshy?
Well, I think, as you know, Ro, the sharks are gone.
I was given
had a birthday the other week and was given a shark diving voucher, so I'm eagerly awaiting their return. But, yeah, there's some options for us to do some tuna fishing, tuna swimming and some fishing, so it'll be good good to get over to Port Lincoln. I've never been there and see what that's all about.
Now, you know there are other sharks other than at Neptune Island, so if you do any swimming, don't wear a black wetsuit, Josh, because you'll look like a big seal.
Mate, I'm a little bit anxious about getting in the water around. I was down at Glengarry and a bit anxious about getting down here at the moment with all the sightings.
Hey, Josh, good luck for the weekend. Thanks for joining us. You've been very entertaining this afternoon, which is great, and good luck for the rest of the year.
No worries, boys. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, Joshy Jenkins there. He's going to have another ripping year.